This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Johnson & Johnson says that it has temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement that the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data. If physicians and safety monitoring panel will try to determine what might have caused the illness, the pause is at least the second such hole to occur among several vaccines that have reached large-scale final test in the U.S. final stage testing of a vaccine made by AstraZeneca and Oxford University that remains on hold in the U.S., though it has restarted elsewhere. U.S. Senate Republicans appear to have enough votes to confirm Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. More from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
With the election weeks away,
this shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours.
Amy Klobuchar is among those arguing the choice of a new justice should wait until after the election. On day one of her hearings, Democrats also said Barrett's selection will jeopardize health care, saying it's clear she was chosen to help conservatives overturn the law known as Obamacare. Republican John Kennedy flashed back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which he called a freak show, saying the nation won't again fall for a high court pick character assassination.
The American people are not morons.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor says that the president has tested negative for COVID-19 on consecutive days as Mr. Trump traveled to Florida for his first campaign rally since being diagnosed with the disease earlier in the month. And a memo released Monday by the White House, Dr. Sean Conley, said Mr. Trump was tested using a newer rapid coronavirus test from Abbott Laboratories. He did not say when Mr. Trump was tested. Conley said the negative test, along with other clinical and laboratory data, indicate a lack of detectable viral replication. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against the strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic, calling the idea unethical. At a news conference in Geneva Monday, the WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should only try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not exposing people to the virus. In his explanation, he referenced herd immunity, which happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because the threshold level of immunity has been reached in that society. Microsoft is going after an attempt to a major cyber crime digital network, AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
Microsoft has taken legal action in an attempt to take down a major cybercrime digital network that uses more than 1 million zombie computers to loot bank accounts and spread ransomware. Microsoft says it obtained a federal court order in Virginia last week by arguing the crime network that uses an infrastructure known as TrickBot is abusing its trademark. Microsoft thus hopes to persuade internet providers to take down the botnet servers. On Friday, the Washington Post reported the U.S. Military Cyber Command launched direct attacks against TrickBot last month, but the effort was unsuccessful. I'm Mike Gracia.
Authorities in Belarus said that they detained 713 people during mass protests the day earlier against the re-election of the country's leader in a disputed election, which is the harshest crackdown in weeks on demonstrators. The Interior Ministry reported that out of those detained Sunday, 570 of them were still in custody awaiting a court hearing. In a separate statement, the ministry threatened to use firearms against the protesters if need be, saying that the rallies had become organized and extremely radical. Despite the detentions, protests in Belarus continued Monday, with the elderly taking to the streets in several Belarusian cities. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.